the 2015 Suwannee Valley Watermelon Institute was held on Tuesday at the University of Florida's Strawn Center in Gainesville. The program offered growers everything they needed to know about watermelon production, from pests and diseases to new varieties to research updates. This year also featured a watermelon food safety workshop that covered HACCP plans and the Food Safety Modernization Act rules that were released late last month. Associate professor for the university, Michelle Daniluk, walked growers through the new FSMA rules and explained how and when they will begin to affect growers.
I presented today giving an update of what's coming or what has just been released in the new FSMA produce safety rule. It was published last Friday, so November 27th, in the Code of Federal Regulations, and I overviewed a lot of what is in that new rule, specifically highlighting the changes from what happened between the previous supplemental release that happened last fall and here in the final rule. The biggest part, or the part that I think FDA and we feel like there's the most information and the most new things around, is particularly ag water use. So we spent a lot of the time in the presentation today talking about agricultural water, what's covered by the rule, what's not covered by the rule, what the metrics for generic E. coli as an indicator are in the rule, and what sort of testing is going to be required in the new rule.
I'm Josh McGill for Southeast AgNet.